Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I imagine you're kind of.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. Atom.
And this is Mrs. Atom.
And much to my chagrin, I mean, my better judgment, I'm losing my podcast to at least one of the sexiest men I know. Say hello, you.
Hello, you.
Yes, we have the gentleman back on this week.
He's the funny one.
Mr. Atom has agreed to allow him on.
It's like
Thank you.
It's on a test basis.
I'm on my third strike. Oh, second strike, is it?
Yeah, one you're on your strike. Second strike. I don't know. We'll give you like it's like bowling. After your third strike, it's a turkey.
Yeah, he can be a turkey.
You're a turkey. yeah.
Gobble gobble.
No. That's later.
Uh-huh. We're not talking about the glory hole now.
So far. Alrighty.
All right. So we brought the gentleman on to talk about a very interesting topic and one that a lot of...
All of our topics are interesting.
Sure.
Sure.
We're over 100 episodes in. I'm hoping everything we talk about is interesting.
Yes, it is.
People are going, boring. Like, oh, I love the Bye podcast. Every time I listen to it, it puts me right to sleep. It's like a lullaby.
Or helps you crash the car, either way, because I was crashing cars the other week.
Oh, that's right. Because of you. People had to pull over because of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, people.
Better to drive safe, though.
That's right.
Yes. Or pull over and listen so that you don't crash your car.
Yes. But make sure you tell the officer who pulls you over to listen. By the
way. Yes. Yeah, so our topic this week is going to be on swingcations. A little while ago, we went away for the weekend with a gentleman. It was a long weekend.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And...
I'm sorry.
And we have previously taken swingcations with one other couple, and we've taken swingcations with multiple couples as well. And so we've had a variety of experiences so far in how they've looked, and of course, all different people every time. So it's, you know, that kind of skews the data right there, but.
Well, actually I disagree. I think that is a better data set because Maybe. We have couples in which where we play with one person out of the couple or couples where we play with multiple people. We have
I could only imagine that with multiple couples, it'd be a bit of a minefield sometimes. So I don't know. I've never been on a swingcation with that many people before.
You would be accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. there'd be a lot to, navigate, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And there is. But yeah, so it's
So we just kind of wanted to discuss the different styles.
We like it enough that we continually do it. We've got one planned next April.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll do another one with the gentleman here in the not too far distant future.
Yeah, we're going to try and smuggle him into our suitcase to desire.
Yes.
How?
I wish I wasn't this tall. I don't know why, but my mind just went straight to Puppetry of the Penis.
God.
I can fold it like this.
I made a hamburger.
Oh, wow. All right.
There you go. 4 minutes in, we've lost control of the podcast.
That's it. So I guess one of the the first things that we've had to look at when deciding to take a swingcation with people is, like with you, it was easy because we all get along very well. And then I feel like we've spent enough time together in significant enough chunks that we would be okay going away and not get on each other's nerves, bored.
There was low risk for surprise.
Yeah.
Like suddenly you do something or we do something that either you don't like or we don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's low risk for that.
Yeah,
with the amount of time that we spent together,
it's
not like suddenly, like, I don't know, he has to pee, but while doing a handstand. It wasn't one of those. Like, you do what now? Or he only does number two in the shower.
All right.
And push it down. I can't remember what that's called.
Waffle stop.
That's it.
It's not like...
Yeah, and there was that... like you say, I mean, there's the familiarity. Like, we've been seeing each other for a long time now, so it's... Yeah, there's, like you said, not really surprises, but
we
all know we would get along very, very well. And I mean, we sleep in the same bed all the time too, so it's...
Yeah, and you've slept with us separately.
So there was little surprise. It was nice and easy and comfortable. Mm-hmm. It was relaxed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
And I will say that on this particular long weekend that we went away, we did share a bed. So the place where we stayed, the cabin had... two bedrooms. We had a fucking bed and a sleeping bed, much like Mr. Adam really wishes we had here.
I know. It would be so amazing because there's times you two and I'm just like, I love you both, but I just want to go to sleep, and we go to bed, and I know what that means. Like, it means we're going to bed. It still means I have to suffer through an hour and a half before I actually go to sleep.
Poor you.
I'm using suffer in
very loose terms.
In loose terms and air quotes.
Yeah, and so we did have, you know, a bed that we shared for sleeping. But if you're going away with the third that you're not as comfortable with that, then it's clearly important that you make sure that everybody has their own space, their own bathrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I hadn't really thought about it, but we've gone away with another couple as well who are swingers, but we don't play with them.
Yes.
And in that case, we made sure that we had separate bathrooms.
Mm.
Because, like, with you, I don't mind the gentleman. I don't mind sharing a bathroom. But if it's a couple or anything else, or somebody maybe we're just not quite as familiar with.
The number three is easy. Like, we can fit in a bed, but you can't fit four people sleeping in a bed. Do you know what I mean?
Not with that attitude.
Well, it's just a bit more difficult, I would imagine.
If everybody takes a corner, then nobody is
trapped. I've seen a lot of people piled onto a bed, but not for sleeping.
I was going to say, if everybody's a little bit shorter or you scoot up to the very top, then you can fit one across the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. That's five people in the bed. Oh, you mean four people.
Yeah.
Three across. I'm thinking of the office where Michael Scott sleeps on the little ottoman at the end of the bed. It's like, this is my bed.
On the S?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I think that is something to think about is sleeping arrangements and bathroom arrangements as well. I would agree and say three people you can share a bathroom. Four people cannot share. I mean, you could, but it's a lot less comfortable.
You could, but and you're in each other's
space
a little bit too much.
And I also think then you have to look at what kind of vacation is it and how much time are you spending in the bathroom? Because if you're spending time getting ready to go out to nice dinners or parties or anything like that, then you need to make sure
that you've got
enough to get ready. If it's a, you know, much more active, maybe kind of a camping or very outdoorsy type of vacation, then you may not need to have as much as far as bathrooms go. But
I'm just remembering now, we've actually gone camping with swingers.
We've done a lot with swingers. We have a good swinger family.
We really do. It's like, I would say 95 to 98% of our friends are swingers.
Yeah.
And you go away with friends. I mean, that's normal.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but I do think that it's important as well to look at and to discuss before you go on a swingcation and decide to go with people. Obviously, talk to your partner and figure out who could you go with. And usually, like for us, it's usually we're all sitting around with a group of people, or at least another couple or whoever. We're sitting around drinking and whatever. And it's like, oh, I want to go here. Or some, you know, maybe there's a holiday weekend and we're going to go visit someplace different.
It just happens organically and naturally. It's it's not so much you want to go on a swingcation, you just want to go away with your friends, and it turns into a swingcation at the end of it, you know, and that's
what's nice when you have mostly swinger friends.
Yeah. Well, and it's true, because I can remember times that we've gone, oh, I'd like to go to the Hunter Valley, which is wine country for, it's like Sonoma if you live in the States. And so you're like, oh, I want to go there. And then another couple go, oh, we want to go.
Great weekend.
We haven't been in ages. And then you start looking at your calendar.
And the ball starts rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I will say one thing that I do love about it is, and this is for me, very selfishly, is that I'm not a planner. And so when it's you and I planning, it's you ask me all kinds of questions. Like, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And I'm like, oh, I don't care. I just want to go on holiday. I don't want to think about the holiday. I just want to go and enjoy it. But when there's another couple going, typically you will bounce it off somebody else in the couple, male or female, doesn't matter. And so you...
Well, that's another good point. I can only imagine that doing it with several couples at once over what everybody wants to do to find that common ground for everybody to, I mean, apart from the swinging side of things, the activities and where you're going to stay, a lot of people would be opinionated about those kinds of things. And That would be a task trying to...
It can be.
It does get exponential.
A lot of compromising in what you want to do. But at some point, you wouldn't... Because it is your holiday as well. And if you don't want to go snorkeling or whatever and you know, another couple do, it's maybe that's a good time for separation. Do you need that separation time when you're going with a lot of people?
Generally, I think so. And that's, you know, you kind of have to look at how active do you want to be as far as going out and doing things, and how much time do you want to just kind of relax and chill and maybe just hang around wherever you're staying, or just wander around, you know, some little town, village, whatever, walk the beach, depends on what you're doing, where you're going. But how much time do you want to be, you know, like really, really active, and how much time do you want to be more relaxed, and what is your vacation style? And is the point of going away to see someplace or to do something that you're really interested in, and I say you or you as the group, or is it that you just want to go away and really kind of spend time and focus on each other? Because that's going to be a very different kind of vacation.
Yeah.
Whereas I think for us, we tend to do some combination of the two, but it's usually centered around an activity or a place.
So for instance, we've gone to the Hunter Valley multiple times with couples, because wine country is wine country, and all of our friends, while they're 90, you know, the vast majority of them are swingers, the vast majority of them are wine enthusiasts as well.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say alcoholics, but anyway,
wine enthusiast fits on a t-shirt better. Anyway, alcoholics go to meetings. Yeah. We're luscious. We go to parties. So it's one of those, ends up being one of those things that, you know, you go to wine country, so what do you do in wine country? You go to wineries. And then oftentimes we'll have a nice dinner, whether we cook it at home or we go out and find a place and we have it together. And then the time that we went with two other couples, we went over to New Zealand. And what did we do there? Basically, it was divided into a more active time and a more relaxed time. Mm-hmm. So we had, I think it was 6 or 10 days. I don't know. It was a while.
It was 10 days.
Okay. And so the first 5 days were more active. The second 5 days were more chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And so...
So it was a nice balance. And that way, you know, especially with a larger group, people that want to be more active, they have their time, and people that don't, they have their time. So it's a bit of a compromise between the two.
What's going on as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And for the places that we went, when we went with those two other couples, like one of the places was a house that was on a huge plot of land. Mm-hmm. And that plot of land had its own private beach that you could hike down to.
Yeah.
So you were still able to get far away from anyone else.
You could still have some privacy.
And have complete privacy. Because we went down to the beach and had sex on the beach. And, you know, then we would come back up. And as we were coming back up to get some food, the other two couples were actually coming down with a picnic. And we're like, oh, we know what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
But I think that's something else to remember, is that you don't always... There has to be no jealousy issues, even between couples. Because we knew that they were going down to the beach to have sex with each other. And we weren't being included. Which is fine, because we went down to the beach for the sole purpose of being secluded.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and to get away from them. So I think it's important to remember that you have to have that balance. And like, we didn't have it that much when the three of us went away on our weekend, but I would be completely comfortable going anywhere with just you and I, or just you and her, and giving myself some space. Or if you wanted to go do your own thing, just her and I think it's really important to not have those jealousy issues and just be like, yay, this is our or me time.
Yeah. That's a good point, because especially on a, like you said, like a 10-day sort of vacation.
That's kind of a long time.
It's kind of a long time. Yeah. It can be a long time.
And you say that we didn't have that with the gentleman when we went away for the weekend.
We did lock him out of the apartment for a little while. And that's true. I did fall asleep in the back of the car on the way home, so it was just you two for a while.
Well, no, I was just thinking that while we were at the cabin, one of the nights, I guess it might have been more evening time, but we were sitting around, and I think you might have been in the back bedroom. I don't know if you were taking a nap or what you were doing, but the gentleman and I were both sitting on the couch in the living room, just reading. I was reading my Kindle. He was playing a game on the phone, and it was just a nice, quiet, down, chill time that we're all kind of doing our own thing. So we may have been occupying a similar space, but we were all in our own little world.
That's true.
Yeah. I think we just all synced at that moment. We just needed a little bit of a time out.
Yeah. Because I think it's normal for me as well to need that time by myself. Because an only child, you know, I need that time occasionally where it's just me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I close the door when I go to the bathroom.
It's almost done. Almost.
Okay, damn it! Don't take my jokes. That's my joke. I will walk across this table and smack you.
What is it, the most sensitive part on a man's body when he's masturbating?
His ears. I don't like this guy.
No, but that does bring up a good point, though, of just having that silence and that downtime and that, you know, that bit away, because even in the car on the drive, because we had, what, a five-hour drive? to get where we were going. And I think we kind of, it was interesting because we were driving up late on a Friday night.
It was fucking raining.
It was raining, and it was dark, of course, because it's nighttime. And shut up.
In Australia, nighttime means daytime. And at nighttime, the sun comes up.
And for the flat earthers, we were on the underside of the
planet. Yeah, for you flat earthers. Son of a bitch. I'm sorry, please continue.
Yes, what I was saying, though, is that as we were driving up there, there was a nice balance between us in that nobody felt like that. I don't think anyway that anybody felt pressured that you had to be interacting the whole time or anything like that. I think it was just kind of, you know, if you felt like interacting, you did. If you didn't, then that's fine.
Yeah, but that's how we are normally anyway. So that was that was okay.
And I think it was like that. It's been like that on our other holidays. I don't think we've really, fortunately, we've not gone away with anyone that I think we haven't meshed with on a personal level.
I tend to agree, because we don't go away with just anybody.
Yeah. Well, that poses a question I've got. Would you go away with a couple that you have only met on a couple of occasions? Because I was going to say, we've spent more than 5 hours together normally.
True.
But then sitting in a car, it's an intense 5 hours. But would you do that with somebody who you haven't had?
Just an occasional kind of acquaintance?
Yeah. Is that a more of a risky, you know, move?
It is riskier, and I would suggest if that was the case, and I know for me, if that was the case, I would make sure that first of all, there were no expectations of always being together, that, you know, maybe we're going to go somewhere or we're going to do something together, depending on the timelines, whether it's a few days, a weekend, or a week, but we're going to do this, but at the same time, I would make sure that they understood that, you know, we may need some time separately. And I think most people are reasonable and understand that.
Yeah.
But just, I personally would want to have some kind of an out in that, you know, if Bradford and I wanted to go to dinner somewhere separately, or if we wanted to go for a walk and get away from people, just something like that. And I think it's important for me that while I love people, and I think this is true for both of us, we love being around people and we love having that interaction. But when it's 24/7 for a week, that can get really full on.
Yeah.
I think everyone needs their space at some point in that case.
So destination location would be a big point as well, because you may want to, if it's your first time away with another couple, to maybe not go as far so that you don't have that, you know, that long traveling period where it can be quite trying. Yeah, so, it can be quite trying anyway.
I'm not sure that the distance is as important, maybe depending on mode of transport
I would say. Because I think something like, especially us living in Sydney, it's a port city.
Mm-hmm.
So if all couples or any couples who want to go have the money to do a cruise. Yeah. I think a cruise is a perfect way to do it because you're secluded into your room. You can have a room close to another couple or, you know, in that vicinity. Mm-hmm. You can schedule it to where you all do dinner together, and then you can make dates to do lunches and whatnot if you decide to. Mm-hmm. So I like that idea. And I think we've never actually done that with another couple. Mm-hmm. We've gone on many cruises, but never with other swingers.
I mean, we've met other couples on cruises.
Yeah, we have. But laugh it up. So, you know, I do think that a cruise would be ideal. Mm-hmm. If you're going to fly somewhere, I think one thing to remember while flying is pretty easy. We've flown with swinger friends. Mm-hmm. Airports are high-stress situations, so you are going to see these people and yourself at the absolute worst. And I think if you can survive that, then...
You're pretty good, yeah.
So you know, we haven't gone to an airport with you yet because we really don't want you to see us at an airport.
I can just imagine you walking through the metal detector. Oh, did I leave that on me?
Must be my butt plug. Let me pull it out. Harder.
I've had that in
We've told you before, Mr. Adam.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yes, she has. We've both gone through. One of my favorite stories is when I was traveling in the States so much, I always carried toys in my carry-on. So I put it on the screening belt, and I walked through the screen thing or through the metal detector, and it was fine. And then looking at the two people, or the one person, I guess, first, looking at the image that was coming through their little magic box, and that person giggled, and then he looks over to another guy and kind of waves him over, and the guy walks over and he looks at it, and the first guy points at the screen. And
I've got one of those.
But the other guy kind of snickered and giggled, and they look at each other, and then they turn to look at me. And I know what they were expecting to see. They were expecting to see a lady.
Right.
And they see me, and I looked at them and waved. I was like, hi, in a Forrest Gump, a very Forrest Gump kind of wave. Like, Lieutenant Dan. So, and they both, their eyes got huge. They suddenly hit the belt to let it go, and they did not even make eye contact with me again. So if you want people to skip through your mm-hmm. luggage, put a butt plug in there.
Except for the time that I came back from Melbourne, I'd gone down and I had checked my luggage going down, but coming back I didn't have time to, and it was a little carry-on bag anyway, and I had three vibrators and two butt plugs, but one of them was the big metal butt plug, and in my bag, and I just didn't even think twice about it. And so it scans through, and you know, the vibe, and as I put it through the conveyor belt, I thought, oh crap, I just remembered what was in my bag. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, this is gonna go badly. And so they scanned it through, and all the vibrators they didn't care about. That was fine. And the guy, he asked if I had perfume. And I was like, perfume? No, I don't travel with perfume because it's, you know, whatever. And
bitch, I don't smell good.
Well, I travel with a little one, but not like a big bottle of perfume because it's cumbersome and glass and whatever.
I don't have room for that.
I'd have to get rid of one of my butt plugs.
But I was really confused.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
And I was really confused as to what he was talking about. And I was like, no, I don't have any perfume. And he was like, oh, kind of come over here. So he opens it up and he first pulls out my toiletry bag and didn't see anything in there, puts it back in, even though he knew where in the suitcase it was, because then he went to the exact spot. So right. I'm like, well, why did you not go there first?
He Whatever. Was open.
And so, yeah, so then he went to where the big metal butt plug was and he pulls that up and he just kind of looks at it for a second and he looks at me and he's like, what? And he didn't even have a chance to say, what is it? But yeah. You could see he was trying to figure out what it was. And I was like, oh, it's a butt plug. And he's like, what? I was like, it's a butt plug. And he was like, oh, and just puts it down. It's like, whatever. So then he goes up and tells the lady, they rescan it. And yeah.
It's a butt plug.
And she goes, what?
Yeah. And there's a big line of people behind me. I'm like, it's a butt plug. Do you want me to demonstrate? I can. Yeah.
Oh, and the 85-year-old lady in line. It's a butt plug!
Yeah.
It's the 85-year-old lady's like, that's why I always wear mine.
Not when it's metal.
Sure, they think it's her hip. I just tell them it's my hip, darling. Yeah, so that's...
Yeah. I also would
say... So are the days of our lives.
Yeah.
So not only mode of transport, but I think as well, like you were saying, like location can make a huge difference. But if it is a new couple that, you know, maybe if we hadn't spent a lot of time with them, I say a new couple, but somebody maybe we were acquaintances with but didn't know very well or hadn't spent that much intensive time with, then I would... Personally, I would choose to go somewhere that was either a more active vacation or more populated city type place. I wouldn't necessarily go to the mountains to go hiking or camping or anything like that without knowing that I can actually handle being around these people, because that's a bit more intensive, I feel like.
Agreed.
Yeah. So I think that's important to kind of keep in mind is how well do you know the people and how long do you want to be stuck with them with no out, no potential out?
Yeah. Or no other outside interaction as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And so oftentimes when we travel, we take games, which, you know, if you've got a couple that suddenly they need to be entertained, because some people are like that. They need constant entertainment. And so a board game or something like that's a pretty easy thing to do. Movies are easy thing to do if you're stuck in a place.
But they're also great because they get everybody involved.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Especially because of all the sexy games that we've got.
Yeah.
And all the inappropriate ones.
Yeah.
And... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Connect 4 turns inappropriate with you too, but anyway.
Well, yeah, because as when you pull the thing out, you put your penis in one of the holes. Connect this, bitch. If you get four of them in there.
I'm going to sign the three on the glass.
Yeah. All right. It's like a combination Connect 4 twister. Like, how can four of us get our cocks through the holes? You think DP is hard.
Wow, yeah, okay.
Sorry.
This could be like the best glory hole situation ever, though.
Oh my gosh, it really could.
Yeah.
Imagine like a glory hole with just like the game of
Connect Four.
Yeah.
So there are saunas that have rooms that are side by side where there's multiple holes in the rooms so that you can put your, like, you reach your whole hand through.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I thought like just different heights, but no, okay.
No, they're also at different heights as well, yeah.
So. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. I have trouble going into those rooms because I have this fear of a zombie apocalypse where arms just come through. I saw a movie when I was a kid like that, so I can't even, I've never even been in the room because I'm like, nope, can't do that. Yeah. I need one hole, one penis. That's it.
Uh-huh. I like that. The arm comes through. The thing that goes through your mind, well, I'm not sucking on that.
Actually, it's worse because the arm comes through and I'm like, God, I need a chainsaw. You like that? Sorry. Okay, let's focus back on the topic.
That went to a dark place.
I told you, I don't like those multiple holes.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So should we talk about the elephant in the room? The question that all people always want to know about?
Oh, what is it?
Want
to get the chainsaw back?
No.
Oh, okay.
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
So when you're traveling with other people, A, how expensive of a vacation do you want? How do you divide costs? How do you choose where you're staying? How expensive of a place? Meals, wines, activities, all of that. That can be a very sensitive subject for some people.
Yeah.
Because we've gone to dinner with people and we go, oh yeah, do you want to get a bottle of wine? Yes, we want to get a bottle of wine. And then we start looking at the wine list and we're looking at a $100 bottle of wine and they're looking at the wine list and they're looking at a $350 bottle of wine and they'll go, we'll just split it. And I'm thinking to myself, I was thinking about that with a $100 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be...
I think
it can be, but it's also something that needs to be sort of discussed up front as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
It's a pretty basic thing, but yeah, you're right. It's a touchy subject.
It is a touchy subject for a lot of people, and I find that interesting because, again, in this community, we talk about sleeping with each other's partners, and so you would think that money would be an easier subject, but for a lot of people, it still isn't.
It still isn't. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That
is a
very good point.
Yeah. Like,
man, I pounded your wife. Let's not talk about money.
Yeah, and I know that
that just makes it awkward.
I know that for Bradford and I, we're pretty good about saying something.
Absolutely. And if that's a bit too much or whatnot.
Yeah, or you know, if we're looking at places to stay, for example, if we're looking at a hotel or Airbnb or something like that, you know, and some friends we know, they are going to stay somewhere a little more high-end than we want to. Some people are kind of more on our playing field. And so I think it's important to feel that out with the couple ahead of time, or couples, people, whoever you're traveling with, and just feel it out ahead of time and see if they're where they are on the playing field. And, you know, we've even asked them, said, you know, well, you know, look, this is kind of what we're thinking of for the holiday. Where are you? Because we can only spend this much, basically. Right, yeah. And so if you want to spend more than that, you know, we're more than happy to stay somewhere else or whatever, but you're going to have to make up the difference.
Or we're going to shorten the amount of time we're going to be there.
Yeah.
So instead of 7 days, we might only be there 4.
Right.
So,
I think it's completely fine and encouraged to have those conversations.
I agree.
And I know that when we went away with multiple couples, one of the times that, you know, at some point we're looking at going out to dinner, and one of the people did say, can we go somewhere less expensive tonight? You know, I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of for that.
No, and I think that having that conversation up front would make the trip better as well, because you know that everyone's on board with, okay, this is sort of, you know, the ballpark of what we're mm-hmm. going to spend. So you're not kind of thinking, oh, God, I hope we don't go to an expensive place tonight, or we can't really afford that, and have that anxiety
mm-hmm.
on a weekend where you really don't want that feeling. Yeah. You've gone away that weekend for the swingcation. It's you're there to enjoy yourself.
And relax,
not to get anxious about how much money you're spending.
And I think that one of the things that Angela does very well, and I'm pretty sure she did this with you when we were looking at going away. He is correct.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. One of the other things that she does.
Right, sorry.
Very well.
Pegging.
And she did with you that weekend.
She's also very right.
Okay. One monetary thing and planning thing that she does very well that she did with you for that weekend was to show you, I think, at least 2 different places, if not 3 different locations that we could have stayed.
Yeah.
And the highest one was pretty much our limit of what we would want to pay. And so then it's like, if you're the one that come up with that, you know, if you're the couple that comes up with that, and you have your highest, a medium, and the lowest that you're really willing to pay, uh-huh. and then you pass that out to the groups, then people can say, what do you guys think about this?
And then mm-hmm. you get a bit of a judge on where people are sitting.
Yeah. And at the worst case scenario, you're already going to stay where you would have stayed at your highest anyway.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what we did with you.
Yeah.
As we said, you know, what do you think of these locations for this price?
Yeah.
So it was kind of a way to gauge to see how much money you were willing to part with.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then we already knew what we were willing to part with by showing you. You know,
And we did go back and forth a little bit as well. So
Because there's also the question of hotel versus an Airbnb, or we ended up at a cabin, which is, I would say, similar to an Airbnb type place. But there's always that question as well, because if you're staying in a hotel, you're going to need multiple rooms, and then that can get a little more complicated as well. I think we typically prefer to have houses and places like that to stay in.
It's just easier,
I think. It's a lot easier.
Multiple bedroom, multiple bathroom, and common areas.
But a common living area that you can all come together.
Yeah. And that's nice. It's like we can all get together in the common area, and if somebody needs to get away, they can.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. easy peasy.
But again, that's sort of purpose for the holiday that you're going on.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't want to be secluded. You've gone on that holiday to not be secluded.
Yeah.
For the exact opposite of that reason.
Exactly. To be social.
To be social. That's right. Yeah.
You make a solid argument over there.
Yes. But we have been on trips too with couples where they are willing to spend more money on something, whether it be accommodation or a meal or, you know, wine or whatever. And they're more than willing. They're like, oh, don't worry, we'll get it. And it's like, okay, well, that's fine. Yeah, you know, and if that's their choice,
and I suppose sometimes too,
and we've done that as well the other way. So,
like they have to keep up with that, or you know,
yeah. And it's, you know, it's interesting too, talking about how do you talk to your other couples about what they're willing to pay? Because some people are more willing to put money in on where they stay.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some people are more willing to put money into their food and wine and alcohol, and some people are more willing to put money into their activities. So kind of figure out where you guys all lie in that.
Yeah.
And so look at it as a whole. Do we then take the whole vacation and divide it up evenly? Mm-hmm. Or does one couple maybe pay a little more for the living space, and one couple pays a little more for the activities that you guys do, and one couple pays a little more for the food and alcohol?
Yeah.
And so then everybody gets what they want out of the vacation, which I guess that's the same as if everybody divides up everything evenly.
I think a lot of that gets flushed out in the planning process if you are I would say, honest in talking to each other during the planning process.
About what you want.
About what you want and what's realistic for you. And so if you're honest about it at that point and you're open about it, so that way everybody kind of you get everything out on the table, then I think, and it, you know, it's funny because you look at it and the fact that a lot of people don't want to talk about money is like going up, and this is going to be for people who go to swingers clubs all the time, you'll get this. But if you go up to the orgy room with a bunch of people and then you don't talk about your play style. And then you, so you kind of just like jump into it and it's never quite as good. And there's always that, ooh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can or not. And there's always that bit of, I'm not really sure, but you just, you need to talk about it.
And there's always that one person that just goes through with whatever they want anyway.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. There always is.
Communication, people. Communication, communication, communication.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do think that it's, it can be, that can be a tricky thing to navigate. But again, if you're just honest about it from the beginning and like you said, giving different options as to...
I think that that's a really good idea to give those three different options or a few different options and let that bounce around for a little while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think like there's got to be a deadline on the decisions that get made too.
Well, yes.
It's like you can't keep going around and around. At some point it's...
Or you'll never go on vacation.
Yeah, you'll never get on vacation. Yeah. At some point it has to be, all right, there has to be a decision made.
Yeah.
Let's do this or not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be noted that this is for like weeks and weekends with that are just you guys.
Yeah.
Because so, you could always just, I guess, erase a lot of this problem by doing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Things like desire and hedonism and going to these purpose-driven resorts that are swinger resorts. Well, you'll get to play with your friends and you'll get to make new friends to play with at the same time.
True. Sure. Yeah.
So,
yes, this is, I guess, yeah, this is more for dedicated kind of just
yeah.
like the three of us or us and another couple or couples or whatever. Something.
Yeah.
Once you get to the exponential, like you need a whole resort for your group of people.
Then awesome, invite us.
I was going to say that.
Yes. Yeah. Where's my invite? Yeah. Where's my invite? Clothing optional.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, always clothing optional.
We'll pack up the gentleman really small.
No.
We'll roll him into like a little thing, a backpack.
I
was trying to see where you're going with that.
Yeah. I don't know what they're called. I don't go camping.
You just want me on your back. Let's face it. We'll call it a backpack, okay?
Oh, honey, with you, we'd call it a jetpack.
Oh, my God, I love it. That's awesome.
Uh-huh. We should take a break and listen to a word from our, well...
Colleagues?
Not really sponsors, colleagues, yes. So if you like our podcast, you might like this podcast.
I'm Jace.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Dedeker.
And with our powers combined,
we are the Multi-Amory Podcast.
If you're happy with the same old ways of dating,
if you enjoy sucking at communication,
and you have no desire to improve your romantic life, then our podcast might not be for you.
But if you want some out-of-the-box ideas to deepen your current relationships,
broaden your sexual horizons,
develop a better understanding of yourself,
or learn more about non-monogamy,
then come check out the Multi-Amory Podcast on the Swingset Network at swingset.fm, the Swingset FM Android app, or at multiamory.com.
All right. So here's something else that can get a little sticky sometimes.
My stomach? My back?
Cuddling.
Oh, cuddling, yes.
Cuddling, yeah. Cuddling can get sticky.
If you do it right.
Cuddles lead to stickiness.
Oh my gosh. Cuddling leads to copulation.
No, but it can be important because some people are cuddlers and some people aren't. And I think it goes kind of along the how much downtime do you want and what does that look like for you? Because some people, when they have downtime, they want to be completely separate from others.
Yeah.
And then some people, you know, it's nice just to sit on the couch and cuddle sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it differs a lot, doesn't it? Because I have partners that like to cuddle and I like to cuddle and I'm a little bit affectionate and touchy-feely.
A little bit?
A little bit. That's cute. From time to time. But then I have other partners that are just... that. Don't want it. Don't want that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So would you go away with somebody like that who didn't want the cuddles and touches?
I would, yes. Okay. But you just need to be aware of that and not go away expecting to have those cuddles and, mm-hmm. and the affection. You know, so, I mean, and that's about the expectations that you're gonna, that you have to have before you go away.
Yeah.
I think that'd be so hard. I always think about that because, like, every partner that
especially
I've
late
ever
at night.
Had, yeah, every partner I've ever had has been a cuddler.
Yeah,
and I know I've got friends who where one's a cuddler and one's not, mm-hmm. and or we've I said ah we have friends where one's a cuddler and one's not, and I'm always like, how do you survive?
especially late at night, you know, after the activities are done and you're all sitting around, you've had some wine and whatever. It's nice just to have that cuddle time.
Even if we're watching TV or a movie, like we found that with you oftentimes. You'll lay your head on somebody's lap and then instantly fall asleep.
And part of the fun of cuddling on swingcations is mixing up the partners. And so you're not always cuddling with your partner, but you're, you know, cuddling with others.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the fun of it. But I mean, I know that it's not for everybody. I get that. But
right, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Mm. Yeah. And cuddling does lead to stickiness a lot of times.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. More often than not.
Which for some of it, that stickiness is because he drools on you.
We did not specify.
Gentlemen, wake up. I'm getting a wet spot in my pants. And it's not one of the happy wet spots.
All right. So what happens when things go wrong or there's a difference of opinion?
You drink more. Sorry.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
You mean personally or you as in the general you?
So we have had moments where we went away with two other couples and on night one we were tired. We were exhausted. It was we were going away. We had worked all day and I'm assuming they worked as well, but we don't handle sleep deprivation nearly as well as other people.
And then the travel and the stress of getting there and making it to wherever on time. Yeah.
And we were just like done. So we went to bed early.
And so we're like, no sexy time tonight. We're going to bed.
Yeah. And so we went to bed. And the next morning, we could tell there was tension in the air. But it was hard to describe that. It was hard to describe that tension. It was like, okay, this is the first day of a 10-day or however long. Uh-huh. It was a while.
Yeah.
Holiday.
Mm-hmm. So we've got time. And I understand that you'd rather give it 100% than go out and give 40% and go,
So I was like, okay, cool. This is just the first day.
That's not a good way to start off. Okay.
This was the first day kind of blues maybe or whatever, trying to get acclimated.
Yeah.
But as the week went on, we noticed that we were on the outs.
There was still some tension there.
And we assumed that the tension was for us.
Because we'd gone to bed the first night, we didn't stay up and play. The other couples did stay up and play.
Right.
And so it was like, oh, well, either they really wanted us to stay up and play, but didn't say so.
Didn't communicate it.
Or we really missed out on some awesome experience, and now we're just kind of like, oh, look, those other people over there.
Now, I will say that Angela and I, we still had a blast.
Yeah.
We don't... our fun is not dictated by other people.
Really?
Yeah. I know, right? Some of my favorite pictures that we have are from that week of just the two of us.
Right. Yeah.
And we took those pictures. So, I mean, it was not something that we needed those other people in order to validate and make our week fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we found out, you know, a good 2/3, if not 3/4 of the way through the holiday.
Probably day 5 or 6,
That what had happened was the first two couples, or the other two couples, had had a disagreement on that first night,
you guys,
there was a problem with play style and, yeah, and the way they were playing.
Right.
And that, there was so much stress
between them
that it bubbled over onto us.
Oh, okay.
But
they didn't tell us
Nobody told us that.
Until day 5 or 6. It was pretty late
what was
in.
Going on. And then by that stage, you had already felt kind of out.
Yeah. We were on the edge. Yeah. Because it was clear that we weren't part of this group.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. It was funny how it all went. And at the time, we were kind of bummed about it.
That sounds kind of bizarre, because if there was something wrong with that connection there, I would have thought that they would have both come at you from either side and included you more.
You would think so, but I think what happened more so was that they were just like, I'm going to say a little bit, I don't know if this is the right word, but a little bit ashamed of what had happened.
Yeah.
And the fact that this happened on night one and this whatever. Right. And so I think they were trying to stay more insular and fix it, quote unquote, uh-huh, without having to involve us if necessary. But then it was clear at some point, I think it was at some point I said something to one of the other people. I was like, what's going on?
It's like, what's wrong? Yeah. Did we do something wrong? And they were like, oh my God, no, it wasn't you. This is what happened. And then the other couple came to us and said, you know, we know that you've felt the tension. This is what happened.
Yeah.
And we were like, why didn't you guys fucking tell us?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been all this time that, again, we've had fun.
And we were very good friends. All of us were really good friends. So it's not like it was that acquaintance kind of situation. Yeah, we were all very close.
And so it ended up being a lesson that we learned, which is, don't go to bed. No, I'm kidding.
You know, don't go to
always
bed at 10
p.m. for the sex, people.
Yeah, always off for sex. No, but it was one of those things where we learned a valuable lesson from that week, which is, as soon as you feel like something's wrong, talk about it.
Talk about it.
You know, even if we had cornered one of the couples on the third day, or the afternoon of the second day, mm-hmm, I think that the whole week would have gone differently.
Right.
Potentially.
But
yeah,
in the end, it was just sort of like we felt like we were on the outskirts or ostracized from the group for most of that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to make sure that I again say that we had a blast.
Oh, it was a great week.
Like, you and I had so much fun. And the things that we did when all of us were together was still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was always funny. It was always the same time every night. Right after dinner, things got a little stressy because that's when, you know, playtime might start to happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, you know, for a swingcation, we had surprisingly little sex. I mean, you and I had tons of sex.
there was some, but it was not as much as
you would expect.
Yes, you would expect.
But it was good.
Yeah,
but...
Well,
but the point is, talk out your problems
sooner rather than later.
Don't fucking hide them.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time we go away now, that's always kind of in the back of our minds. Like, all right, what's our...
If something happens, what's our game? What's our out?
How do
what's
we
our
how do we work on this? Yeah. You know, let's fix it and not let it become a festering infection.
And if it is something that's really... Which it wasn't in this case, but if it is something so bad that we need to physically leave or get away, you know, what are our options? You know, because if you're isolated in, say, the mountains, well, you may have very limited options on where you can go without just simply returning home.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, I know Bradford and I, we want to continue our vacation as much as we can and enjoy wherever we are. So, okay, let's go get another hotel room or let's whatever. If it becomes that bad, which it never has, fortunately.
It's never had.
I don't foresee that, but it is good to kind of have a little something in the back of your mind as to what if it does really, really go bad.
Because, again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, which is we're pretty selective on who we go away with.
Yeah.
We don't go away with people that...
We've just met.
That we've just met, or that we don't already know that we actually like.
Yeah, there's already got to be a good connection there for that to go a step further. I mean, a swingcation's not your second or third date.
No.
No.
Yeah. You know,
it's a well-established connection.
Yeah, and it's brought in to enhance it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so I will add to all of this with a not necessarily of something that can go wrong, but always be cognizant of who might be around.
Yes.
So let me tell a little story about a cabin that the three of us might have rented that we didn't know came with somebody to clean up the room for us. Mm-hmm.
It was a cabin, and we were there for 2 nights.
Yeah, I just figured.
So I assumed they didn't clean in between.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, as we have already stated, we had a sleeping bed and a fucking bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, after the first night, which I will say was one of the most memorable and fun nights that I've had in quite a while, including a bath where somebody kept bringing me red wine. Thank you, gentlemen. And, you know, you two were cuddling on the bed for a while I was in my bathtub. And then we got out, and I immediately inserted a butt plug, and then we all kind of laughed and played a little, and I think Angela put her strap on and started pegging, I think you.
Yep,
and then while that was going on, I took that butt plug out and put in another one that was an inflatable one, which I'd never used before, and I was like, let's give this a go.
Yes, yeah,
so I basically got this 1 meter tail with a little bulb on the end, and I was like, making it bigger and bigger, and like each time I do it, like,
that's what he sounded like too.
It really was. So at the end of the night, we ended this night because I think you pegged me as well.
I did.
So at the end of the night,
actually, she pegged me. I was fucking you.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like, yes. Which was kind of epic. And when I say kind of, I mean completely.
Yeah.
But we ended up leaving that poor bedroom with a strap on and a couple of used dildos and a couple of used butt plugs, condom wrappers everywhere. We did throw away the condoms, but not the condom wrappers.
We threw away some of the condom wrappers.
Then we did clean up but there was lube. I think there was five containers of lube.
There was five different kinds of lube all over the place.
Yeah, there was lube.
Flavored and non-flavored, anal and non-anal.
Yeah, so there were different lube containers around on like the nightstand. There was a little area for like luggage, so the little shelf, so it was sitting there. I did wash all of the butt plugs.
No, I washed the butt plugs.
Okay, well, you washed
the butt plugs. But they're all in the dildos
from pegging and everything, even though we used condoms on them, I washed everything. So everything was sitting around clean. But it was still sitting around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we got back from a full day out, and we were like, well, this is strange. Did you make the bed? Like, no. Did you make the bed? No. Did you make the bed? No. Oh, fuck. And we all run to the guest bathroom where it was clear that the sink had been cleaned, and fortunately, they did not straighten up the dildos and the butt plugs.
I was going to say, the only thing
I wish they had arranged them by size.
The only thing I noticed that had been done in that bathroom was the trash had been taken out.
Yes.
And, of course, towels were placed. But other than that, I think they were just kind of like, everything else can just stay.
Quickly, let's get it.
Yeah.
If you turned the hot water on and steamed up the mirror, it said, fuck you. but I do feel very bad and guilty.
I wish they would have left those little chocolates on the front of each of those dildos. You know, just line them up. That would have been nice.
It would have been funnier if they had melted the chocolates and made little stains on the sheets. Figured you fuckers would like this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was a fascinating, interesting. I feel so bad. Yeah, it was.
You may have opened up that poor person's eyes.
Look, that's not my job. All right, I'm just going to make that very clear. I felt guilty, and I don't feel like guilty, but I'm sort of like, you know,
if some we people know, don't we want to packed it away.
Exactly, we'd have been a lot more careful, and we'd have put there was no do not disturb.
Yeah.
So I would have put that out, but I do feel bad because it's not my job to subject people to that kind of entertainment. I am pretty sure that they took a picture of it and probably posted it on their,
like, some housekeeping, like, Facebook page type thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure that's
like things housekeepers see.
Far worse.
You think so? Because then I feel kind of bad, too, because I feel like we should have done something better.
We should have done something better. Yeah.
I mean, if that's not the worst that they've seen, holy shitballs. What have you seen?
No.
Like, yeah, I feel like they might need to lay on a couch and tell me about it.
Well, there was at least no needle play or anything. Mm. So, I know.
Look at you already going there. Well done. So yeah, so the point is, be aware, and because you don't want to. I mean, you don't want to have to force someone to see something that they either don't want to see or
actually
shouldn't see.
On another, the only other swingcation I went on was with another couple, and
I see you're cheating on us.
well, this was before I met you, actually.
Oh, there it is. Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, we were in an elevator, and we were alone. It was one of those strange elevators that you walk into the doors, and the doors close behind you, and there's another set of doors, and they open. You know, you kind of stand there and you wait for the doors to open and the doors behind you open.
Okay.
Well, we were a while on the lift because we were up on the top floor of the hotel and we started kissing and touching and there may have been pants that were taking off in the lift on the way up. And we didn't realize that the doors had opened because we were watching the front doors, not the back doors.
Oh. You should always watch the back door.
Well done.
I didn't realize it was open.
It's always open.
Yes. Well, another couple got an eyeful.
Did you apologize?
Yeah.
Did they say, "Oh, don't worry"?
Yeah.
Can we join you?
Yeah. The his wife was giving me the eye when I walked out of the lift.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oh no! I thought you meant the good eye.
Yeah.
A stink eye.
What, you mean the brown eye?
And then we went down to the pool later on, and we were playing around in the pool, and that family came down to join us. It's like this is awkward. Yeah.
When you say family, was there children involved?
They were teenagers.
Oh, okay.
But it was still like, well, you know, there's two guys and a girl, and it was still a little bit, well, we were here first.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, again, would you like some spit roast? Aware of
what's it's delicious. Do you want to get on this?
Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah, so be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Yeah. And even something as benign as when we were away with you, gentlemen, when we were away that weekend, I know that we were walking around in a public place and I was holding both of your hands. And to us, that's nothing. Like, because, you know, we're just all kind of in a line holding hands, walking down the road. And Bradford, you, after about a minute or two of that, you pulled away.
Yeah.
Because there were other people around. And it is that, what does this look like to them? And how do other people interpret it?
And it's not that I'm ashamed. It's just like, I don't want to force people to see something that they don't want to see. Which is funny, because I'm completely comfortable holding Angela's hands and wandering around. And I'm completely comfortable holding your hands and walking around.
Yeah.
Like, that, I think, is absolutely fine. But when the three of us are holding hands, that is when I start feeling like, oh, you know, maybe we should kind of tone it down a bit.
If you,
which I hate that about
me. You do, but you do notice you get, not odd looks, but you do get
a double take.
A double take.
You know, and it's funny because you and I hold hands and nobody even pays attention.
No.
And, you know, any of the, you know, you or her, nobody notices. Yeah, but when the three of us hold hands, people then start to take another look. I'm like, look, I don't know. And I hate that about myself because I want to be like out and proud. And like when we're walking down in Oxford, I have no trouble holding the three of us holding hands.
But
that doesn't bother me at all.
But if you notice, we still get double takes there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's Oxford. Those are our people.
And we're real hot. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Self-promotion, people.
Hashtag,
no one else is going to do it for me.
Hashtag buy this shit. You're just looking for sugar parents to take you somewhere.
Oh, yeah, please.
Aren't we all?
If you'd like to support us in our trip to anywhere, please. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We do videos for money, people. I'm pretty sure we could get the gentleman in on that.
Actually, there was a video that you did on your OnlyFans page on our weekend away.
Yes, the shower.
Oh, that's right, the shower scene. That was hilarious.
Can I just say, for anyone who's watched the video, you don't know, but in the other room, there would be a certain person lying on the bed feverishly jacking himself off. Listening to the shower scene being recorded.
Because I remember I came into the other room where you were like, hi. One hand is ravishing your cock, and the other hand is waving to me, Forrest Gump style. Hi. Like, want to be my Lieutenant Dan? Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah,
it was.
I think we all agree on that.
Yes. Sorry, we didn't get video of that.
That was behind the scenes.
That's a DVD extra. The making of.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is fantastic.
Mm.
Awesome. Do you have anything else on the...
I don't have any other, unless you've got anything else to say about...
I was going
to
say, do you...
Expectations versus reality.
No.
Dynamics, anything?
Do you have any opinions over there?
No, I think that as long as you're, like you said, as long as your expectations are clear sort of from the get-go, I think the selection process of who you go away with and mm-hmm. where you go are all very important, and to be upfront and honest about your level of financial commitment is also mm-hmm. good, I think, to get rid of that anxiety. But once you're there and all that's been sorted out, it does sound like a lot, but once it's all sorted out, you can have a great
time. Just have fun.
You can just let go and have fun.
Just relax. And it's one of those things that if you let go and have fun, there will be a lot of sexy times. And if not, you're at least there with friends and people that you like.
That's right.
So whether it happens or not.
Because it is a holiday for you. You know, enjoy it.
It's supposed to be fun.
It's supposed to be fun. It doesn't need to be anything but that. And you can make that whatever you want it to be, you know. And you may as well make it fun. And what's more fun than the casual orgy? Well, as we like to call it, Tuesday nights.
Surprise orgy.
Surprise orgy, that's right. Yeah, what was that? That was Saturday.
That was Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, and as with everything, communication.
Yes.
It'll make it smoother, better, easier for everyone.
All life smoother, better, and easier for everyone. But for some reason, we still have fucking problems with it.
Yeah.
I have a question from a listener
that
is along this line, but I think the gentleman, we'll include him on this, but you'll understand when you hear this question.
Okay.
Have either of you ever gone solo on a trip/holiday with a play partner? And or if not, would you?
Solo with a play partner.
Yeah. So basically the question is, would Angela or I go on a swingcation, like a weekend away?
Right.
Without Angela or I?
Without each other.
So I guess the first question is, like, I can totally see you and me or you and her going away for a holiday, mm-hmm. like a weekend. And the other one, either, I can see it more likely if I'm traveling for work or she's traveling for work. And,
mm-hmm. yep.
like, we just kind of go away. So that I would have no issue at all with.
Mm-hmm. What if it was a couple?
If I was traveling, I would have no issue at all with. So this is where it gets really funny with me. Is that if I'm traveling, I don't care. I encourage you to go out and do stuff.
Mm-hmm. So because you've been taken out of the equation by something else.
Yeah, because work. It's almost always work for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be work. Let's be realistic. But where it would bother me.
So if you're unavailable to go.
Yes.
Then it wouldn't bother you because you're not available.
Exactly.
It's like I could, even if you wanted to, you can't go.
Yeah.
So you go and have fun.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So where it bothers me is if I'm home and you and a couple went.
Right. So it was just, I want to go away with these people myself.
Yeah.
And not have you join us.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem realistic.
It seems unrealistic. But that I think that would bother me. And not in a jealousy sort of way, but in a, FOMO. I'm clearly not, fear of missing out. And on top of that, I'm clearly not good enough to be included in this. This couple doesn't want me is kind of the thing mm-hmm. that I would see for me.
It's a definite feeling of being left out.
I will say, however, like if you two wanted to go away for something, like let's say she wanted to go see Bathurst and the race at Bathurst, I have absolutely less than zero interest in doing that.
We could hide a case of beer the week before. You bury it in the ground, and then you just go back to the campsite.
Okay. Yeah. So, still no.
So I've heard.
It's going to take. You're going to have to do a case of a fifth of bourbon. I still have no. Like, if you two wanted to do that, I would be like, I think that you guys should do that.
So if it was an activity that you're not interested in, then that's okay.
Then absolutely. But if it was something like you guys wanted to go up to the Blue Mountains to go hiking, I'd be like, oh, I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's sort of mm-hmm. where my mentality is on that.
Mm. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that. And I think it is different going away with a single person versus a couple, though. Because, again, if you and the gentleman wanted to go away and do something, then that would be fine. Because, again, it would most likely be something. But I think it is activity or location dependent. Because if it's something that I could be included in and I want to be included in, but I'm not, unless there's a really good reason. You know, like if you're going up with, say, a group of guys or something, whatever, then fine, sure, maybe. But if it's otherwise, yeah, I tend to agree that otherwise I would want to be included. unless you're just physically not able to be. But if it's a couple, I would have a little more of an issue with that, because I feel like couple dynamics are just different. And I feel like I want to be a part of that.
I agree.
But, yeah.
But so you going away with another couple. Yeah, okay, so you're saying, right, not going away with another single, but going away with another couple.
I'm not sure that I would necessarily feel comfortable going away with a couple.
Or more than one couple.
Or more than one couple without Bradford there with me. Because it just, again, the dynamics are so different. Unless you actually couldn't. Like, if you were away with work or something.
In this example, let's say I'm traveling because of a work meeting in Europe.
Right. So if that were the case and it wasn't possible, then fine, sure.
Yeah.
But to just leave you behind, that just feels wrong.
Yeah, that's okay.
I've got the sex box. I mean, Xbox.
So I think it is very much situation dependent. And I would say that because, you know, you and I, we do almost everything together that we can, that we are, I don't want to say dependent upon one another, because that's not exactly
we're symbiotic.
It. But yeah, we just get along so well, and we just kind of complement each other.
So I will say something that I don't think I would have issue with, and this is where it gets weird again, is if you and somebody else wanted to do a local weekend away.
Mm-hmm.
So like you found somebody, male or female, that you wanted to get a room in the city, and you're going to do city stuff in Sydney to, like, over the weekend. Like, so you would leave Saturday.
Even if you're here.
Even if I'm here.
So technically not away.
Yeah, not
just
you're
not sleeping
at home.
At home tonight.
Yeah. You're going into the city, you're getting a room, you're
for
staying
a couple of nights.
You're staying at a couple nights. I would start to feel like, "Oh, I want to be included too," because of fear of missing out.
Right.
But if you wanted to do like a Saturday night, you're doing a weekend in the city. So, like, you go off Saturday morning, you do something with this person, you get a room, you spend the night, and then sometime on Sunday you come home.
Right.
That wouldn't bother me.
How is that different than going away somewhere else?
Because you're going away somewhere else. And what I'm fear that I'm missing out on that is the somewhere else.
The destination.
It's not you, and it's not the other person. It's the destination. So, I will make this point very clear. If you wanted to go somewhere else with somebody, let's say Darwin. Just because it's the first place that hit my brain. I haven't been to Darwin, but you found somebody who wants to take you to Darwin.
Uh-huh.
So you go to Darwin. That's okay, as long as I can go to Darwin as well.
By the way, if anybody wants to take me to Darwin, I'm more than happy to go.
And I will tag along in the luggage. I don't have to be in the room with you all. I can find my own entertainment. I just want to fucking go to Darwin. I'm just saying that
wouldn't mind being in the room with you.
There you go. The gentleman and I will be in the room next door. I mean,
just saying.
It's really funny because, like, it's the destination that I would be jealous of, mm-hmm. not the relationship between you and the other person.
I can understand that.
Well, the experiences that you're missing out on.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I mean, I'm not worried about the experiences between her and another human being.
But the experiences of
seeing
that location.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Doing the activities there.
Because I'd be like, oh, that'd be fun. I want to have that kind of fun.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that.
And, you know, what's really funny about all of this is what I would be totally okay with is if the three of us or the four of us, whatever, all went out and did stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we spent the day together, and then we go back to the rooms, and you went to the room with them, and I went to my own room. Again, that is completely fine. It's like, because I can think of friends that we might do that with, where you would sleep and play with them, and I would be completely separate. And I am completely okay with that, because it's not about the sex that I'm jealous of. I will say, what I'd be jealous of, and I'm going to use jealous, because even though that's unlike me, I'd be jealous of the experience of going somewhere.
I would agree. And we've actually joked about that on Kick Messages recently with some friends of ours, is that because they're going and doing things and stuff, and I'm like, I'm jealous of you doing that. I'm not jealous of who you're doing it with or that kind of thing. It's just because I want that experience.
And
I do think it's funny that we get more jealous over experiences
life
than
experiences.
We do each other.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want with her or with me or separately.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't see something cool without me. I know, weird, right?
Okay, so just to add on to that then, if Angela was to go somewhere with someone else or another couple at the same time as you went away somewhere else.
Oh.
You went on two separate swing vacations.
Do we then get to like switch and do the opposite swingcations?
So, I will be honest. It's really funny. Things that I think I would get jealous over, and it's not jealous, it's just that the one person that I want to experience a lot of these things with is Angela. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if I was to go with another couple, I would still miss experiencing that life experience with Angela.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the sex. It has to do with the things that we're seeing. And I know when I see things and she sees things, we're looking for the same stuff. We're excited about the same things. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, while that would be better, I would still be sort of missing her the entire time.
Yeah. 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 Because you would be going off.
Because then you're like, she'd love
this. I wish she could see this.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or the whole time you'd be going, oh, we have to do this
again.
We have to come back here again.
We have to come back here again and do this.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not the experience. It's the experience that I would miss. It's not the physical.
Who you're with.
Yeah. People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ended up being a better question than I expected.
I know. There's a lot more thought in there.
No offense, listener. Yeah. Cool. Where can people find you? I think you said it last time. And oh my God, you don't even know your own Twitter handle. You're looking for your phone.
Yeah, I am.
God, it's, you're adorable. Like, it's the gentleman underscore 79.
Is it the gentleman?
It's the underscore gentleman 79, I think.
The underscore gentleman 79.
Close enough. That's whatever. It. Look, people don't want to follow you. I'm kidding.
Aww. Oh.
Okay, so yeah, we can find the gentleman on Twitter at the underscore gentleman 79, which mm-hmm. is the number of people he's had sex with this week. Isn't that right, Slutterella? You should change your at to Slutterella.
I tried 69, no, 70, no, 71, no, 72, no.
I need 11 more people this week. Oh my God. Yes, go follow him on Twitter. He's hilarious because he likes all of our stuff and retweets it because he's a good boyfriend. Find us on the Twitterverse, on Facebooks, and on Instagram at By the By Podcast. Find us on Patreon. You can help us out. We really appreciate it. www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. And then send us your email questions, comments, and rude remarks. theatomsoflove@gmail.com. The website is up and going. www.bythebuy.com.au. Any other things you'd like to say?
Nope. I think we've covered everything.
Yeah. You don't want to say like booby or pussy or any of those naughty words.
Moist.
Moist slit. That's for you, Mrs. H.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I can't control them.
Oh, God.
You can put your clammy fingers in my moist slit.
Go listen to the Bedhoppers. They're a wonderful podcast out of the UK. They're wonderful, Mr. and Mrs. H. They are, you are wonderful people. I'm so sorry. I have no control over
this. He made her say that on the podcast.
That's great. So, God, I can't even close the podcast.
You're not going to ask me again, are you?
I'm never going to ask you that again. All right, say goodbye, people.
Bye, people.
Goodbye, microphone people.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Mr. Pent, co-host of Life on the Swing Set, and you're listening to a Swing Set Network podcast on swingset.fm.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.